This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Demand, of course, comes in many forms. It's not just all consumers. The Department of Agriculture is going to buy more than $1 billion worth of meat and dairy and produce from farmers this week. It's part of a program called Farmers to Families Food Box, which aims to help the growing number of Americans in need. But is that program going to help farmers? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
William Teeley's family works on a dairy farm in West Pennsylvania. With many schools and restaurants closed, the company they sell milk to told them, you got to slash production by 15%.
They told us you have to get rid of the milk somehow, some way.
Teeley says in the 152 years his family has owned this farm, this is the first time they've had to dump milk. The irony is it comes at a time when 44% of Americans over 18 are afraid they will not be able to afford food. That's according to a recent poll by Marketplace Edison. Professor Daniel Sumner from UC Davis says the Farmers to Family Food Box program aims to assist those who might not be covered by other programs like food stamps.
They're homeless or they're not eligible in certain ways. And one of the attempts here is to get food to the poorest, most vulnerable people.
But will it help farmers? Professor Andrew Novakovich from Cornell says it depends what they produce.
The only thing that USDA will subsidize in these boxes is dairy products, fresh fruits and vegetables, and canned pork and chicken.
Stuff that can go easily from farm to box to nonprofit to a family in need. Some farmers will be out of luck.
If you're, beef, for example, or eggs, you're not represented in that.
Teeley got some good news this morning, though. The company he sells milk to was selected to participate in the Family Food Box program, which means he might be able to sell it more of his milk. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.